Psalm 100, verse 4, the very last four words we'll take for our text. Psalm 100, verse 4, the last four words of that verse say this, and bless His name. I'm going to say it again because it feels good to say it. And bless His name. Amen. I know I've been using the last few services some references to sports and illustrations to kind of bring my point to the beginning to kind of understand where I'm headed. And I'm going with that direction again today. Not so much, probably the only sport that we really can say this about would be football, and especially college football. Every game's important, as every coach will say, but there's one game that matters more than any game in all the season. Not even the playoffs. Not even going to a tournament. The most important game is usually the last game of the year. Because the last game of the year, you're going up against your rival. And there's always, you know, there's always been the debate on who's the greatest rivalry in all of sports. Of course, most people will say Ohio State and the team up north. You Buckeyes caught that. But other people will say it's other schools, but it doesn't really matter. And I found this to be true. It doesn't matter what the record is during the year. That game is important. You know why? Because at the end of that game, that team for 365 days will have what they call bragging rights. Because for a whole year, they can say we beat our conference or our school's rival, and for 365 days, they've got bragging rights. Well, I want you to understand this morning, you're sitting in the house of God, and whether you realize it or not, we've got bragging rights. We've got bragging rights. We've got a reason to brag this morning. And it's not the fact we're bragging about Rubyville Community Church or bragging about the awesome pastors we have. No. We're not bragging about that. We're not bragging about our name. We're not bragging about where we came from. No, thank God we're bragging about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why we have bragging rights. We have bragging rights for a couple of reasons. Number one, we have bragging rights. Number one, because we have a right to bless His name. We have a right to bless His name. We understand today as children of God that without the Lord, we would not be where we are at right now. And we will not be where we're going without the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. The Psalm said in verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. We understand that if it were not for the Lord Jesus Christ, who was walking by our side, we could not make it through the trials and daily temptations of life. And the old saying goes this way. If you see a turtle sitting on top of the fence post, he had to have some help to get there. And listen this morning. I've got a right to brag on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because I did not get here today by my own power. I didn't get here by my name. I didn't get here by my heritage. I didn't get here by my lineage. I didn't get here because I had a silver spoon in my mouth. No, I got here because of the Lord. And I have a right to bless His name. Hallelujah. That word bless simply means this: to kneel or bow in adoration to the object of praise. And so what we are doing when we are blessing His name, what the psalmist was saying is, I bow on my knees, I bow down, and I lift my voice in adoration to the object of my praise. And who is the object of our praise this morning? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are bowing down, we are humbling ourselves, and we are saying this, Lord, I worship You, but for not anything that I have in me, inside of me. I am worshiping You today because of who You are. Hallelujah. And we have a right to bless His name. Listen, we cannot repay God for what He has done for us. So you might say, well, what can I do? What can I do if I can't repay Him for what He's done? What can I do? I'll tell you what you do this morning. You lift your voice and you bless His name. That's how we repay Him for what He's done. And I know it's difficult because we got masks on. But there's other ways to praise God other than with our voice. We can raise our hands. We can stand right for whatever it is this morning. Hey, I don't need a dead church today. I don't need to be looking at a bunch of people looking back at me. I need to hear some people that understand without the Lord, we would be nothing. Without the Lord, we would be nothing. Without the Lord, we would be nothing. We've got a right to bless His name. Hallelujah. I don't only have a right to bless His name, when I've got a reason to bless His name. I've got a reason that's in our text. Number one, I want you to notice I've got a reason because of something that He's done for me. I've got bragging rights because of something He's done for me. And can I just say this? Not just one thing He's done for me, but a bunch of somethings that He's done. I don't even know if that's good grammar. But it's good grace. Amen. Some things that He's done for me. Now verse 5 tells us, and this is the reason why we can say this. We have bragging rights because He's done something for us. Why has He done something for us? Because verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. Can I just say that again? For the Lord is good. Amen. That's the something that He's done for us. The very fact that He's good means that He's done something for us. The word good in the Hebrew, oh, listen to this. It means kind. It means better. It means rich, valuable in estimation. That means whatever you need, you can find in the fact that the Lord is good. He's done something for you today, whether you realize it or not. He got you up from your bed. He allowed you to put clothes on your back. He allowed you to clean up. He allowed you to be in the house of God. He gave you food on your table. I feel God this morning. He gave you food on your table. Hallelujah. He gave you a car to drive. He gave you transportation to get to the house of God. Some people can't get out yet. Some people choose not to get out. Some people are sick and can't get to the house of God. But bless His name. You're here today. He's done something for you. Somebody shout amen. I'm busy preaching. Hallelujah. He's done something for us because He is good. Well, I'd love to stay there for a whole message, but this second point's the longest point. Not only I have a reason because I've got bragging rights, I've got a reason in that, in the fact that He's done something for me. I've got bragging rights because I have someone. He points the object to our affection and our adoration when He says, and bless His name. That means I have not only something, but I have someone. Because when it comes down to it, I'm not praising the things that I have. I'm praising the fact that the Lord is good, that He's provided the things for me. So my praise and turns back to Him, the someone who is His name. Now listen, we have to ask ourselves. If He says bless His name, don't you want to know what His name is? This is the great question. What's His name? What do we call Him? I know where I'm going. Just hold on a minute. Hold on. I know where I'm going. I'm telling you. Moses had this problem. Remember, he was out in the desert and the bush caught fire. It wasn't consumed. It was burning. And then the voice of God spoke out of it. And He gave him a command. He said, go and set my people free. I'm paraphrasing. But you understand. You know the story. Moses says, who shall I say send me? And what's your name? I got to know your name. I got to have some validity. And God simply said, names are for people. They're not for me. You just tell them, I am what I am. Because in a series of 10 plagues, Pharaoh's going to know my name by the end of it. He's going to know who I am. He don't tell us His name. He shows us His name. Oh, you better write that down. He doesn't tell us His name. He shows us His name. And by the end of those plagues, Pharaoh knew exactly who God was. Oh, listen today, folks. When He does something good for us, when it's so good, we make up our own name for Him. What are you saying, Brian? I'm saying when you get through your sickness and you look back and you say, how do I give praise to the God that healed me? Oh, I know. I'll call Him a healer. Oh, glory to God. Hey, remember when Abraham was going up the side of the mountain and he was getting ready to sacrifice his son, and on the other side was coming a ram, and they met on top of the mountain, and the Bible says that he lifted up a knife about ready to kill his son. Oh, but the angel of the Lord stopped him, and he looked over, and the Bible says God provided Himself a ram that was caught in the thicket, and Abraham took that sacrifice, and he said, you know what, I've got to make an altar, but what am I going to call this place? He said, I know what I'll do. Since God can't tell me what His name is, I'll give Him my own name. He's just shown me that He's a provider. So I'm going to call Him Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you have been to the end of the month and you didn't have enough money, but God provided? How many of you needed food on your table and God provided? Oh, you didn't know exactly what to call Him, but you called Him Jehovah Jireh. My provider. God showed you what His name was. You remember when Moses was on top of the mountain, looking over the valley, and Amalek came to destroy the Israelites, and he sat down on a rock, and God said, as long as your arms are up, the battle is yours. Victory is yours. And we know that Aaron and Hur got on his side and held his arms up. And he even had to sit down on a rock, and let his arms rest on those rocks. And he sat on that rock, and as long as his arms were up, the battle was the Lord's. And God gave him victory that day over the Amalekites. And Moses said, I don't know what to call him, but I guess I'll just call him Jehovah Nissi. He's the Lord our banner. He's protecting us. He's looking over us. Oh, I don't know about you, and I mentioned it in sermons past recently. How many of you have been driving down the road and you didn't even know what was up ahead? But God protected you. God sheltered you. God, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear Him and keep Him. I'm thankful that the Lord is our banner. I'm glad He's watching over our kids. I'm glad He watched over them last week. And He's going to watch over them this week. Oh, He's going to watch over this entire year. I'm claiming by the name of Jesus Christ, not one child's going to get sick. Oh, thank God, I believe it. And I claim it. Why? Because He's Jehovah Nissi. He's our banner. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got to move on. Gideon got a call from he was in the threshing floor of the wine press. And the angel of the Lord came to him and called him a name he'd never heard of before. He said, thou mighty man of valor. And here is Gideon, timid, shaking in his boots, hiding out somewhere. And he said, wait a minute, are you talking to me? And God imparted him and gave him the words that he needed to be able to go and do what He had called him to do. And through it all, Gideon said, I don't know what to call him, but He has given me some peace and comfort through all this. I think I'll just call Him Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Oh my, aren't you thankful for the presence of peace? You know what peace is, don't you? Peace isn't the absence of trouble. Peace is comfort in the midst of trouble. And I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but the Rubyville Community Church is going through trouble. But I've got Jehovah Shalom. I don't mean to make this personal, but, whew. had a lot of prayers, praying for our pastor, wanting to get better, wanting to get back up here. So in turn, I'm not trying to say I'm anything, but, you know, I'm trying my best to keep everything going. And so I've gotten a lot of calls, a lot of texts, people praying for me, and I appreciate that. But can I be honest, there are some folks, they expect me just to be like flailing and laying down on the ground. What am I going to do? I think I should be pulling my hair out and can I tell you? No, I'm not. You know why? Jehovah Shalom. And can I go a step further? You know what I've called him through all this? Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. And I've found him to be right here. He hasn't failed me. He's never left us. And he's given us supernatural strength to be able to carry the load that he has allowed. All I'm saying is, God won't tell you his name. He'll show you his name. Somebody over here has called him healer this week. Somebody in this section has called him a way maker this week. Somebody over here has called him a miracle worker. Somebody over here has called him a promise keeper. Somebody up in the balcony said he's a light in the darkness. The song says, that's my God, that is who you are. Not only do I have bragging rights because of something, I have bragging rights because of someone. But hold on now, getting ready to finish. Lord, family, get ready to come and sing. I have bragging rights because I have somewhere. He said, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You know, you guys know I love word studies, and I love to look up words and what they mean. I looked up that word everlasting. Kathy, guess what it means? Everlasting. It means more than that. It means forever. It means evermore. And here's the one I look at. Perpetual, as looking into the future. You know what the psalmist was saying? I can bless his name because perpetually not only is his mercies there with me, but thank God someday I will live with him forever, evermore. And as I look into the future today, folks, I don't know if you realize it or not, but Jesus is coming. And we as the church, we as the family of God, we've got bragging rights today. Because we have somewhere to go. And it's not a figment of our imagination. It's not something we just made up. It's something that's been prophesied for hundreds of years. And folks, it's coming to a close. And we better be ready. If you're not ready to go somewhere, you can't be ready today. Elijah Hewitt. Eliza Hewitt, rather, sorry. Eliza Hewitt, she was a young lady, valedictorian in her class, in her school. Very smart, and she became a teacher. And as she was teaching kids one day at recess, a rock was thrown by one of the kids, and it hit her in the back, and it damaged her spine. And because of that damage to her spine, she became very limited in her abilities to walk. She was injured and ended up over time, she was crippled and ended up bedridden, confined to a bed. But she did not let that stop her from using what God had given her. She was a good Christian lady. She didn't blame God, but through all of it, God allowed her to write poetry, allowed to write songs. she met this young lady through her school and through some camp meetings that was a great musician. And one day she was sitting down thinking about a time when she won't have to worry about being confined in a bed anymore. When she won't have to worry about sickness, pain, the awful pain and torment that she was in. And God gave her the words to this song. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He's prepared for us a place. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. So let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty we'll behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, when we all see Jesus, when we all see Jesus, thank God, what a day it's going to be, folks. When we see Him face to face, we'll sing and shout the victory. I have bragging rights today because of something that He's done. I've got bragging rights because of someone, His name. And I've got bragging rights because I'm going somewhere. And if you're not going today, I can't think of a better opportunity for you to come and give your heart to Jesus.